Okay, folks, if you are thinking of watching television, TV, today, or sometime between now and the weekend, then we want to do our bit to provide you with a sort of a highlight package, to provide you with sort of a best of the things that the television people are offering us, okay? Because who wants to go through a TV guide these days? I remember I used to love sort of TV guides and things when we only had a couple of channels. But with all the thousands of channels, it's very difficult to sort of actually go through and see what's on. I don't bother normally. So I'm thinking, if I do it as a sort of a special gift to you to save you doing it, and then I can say, well, look, I've been through this channel and this is the best thing on, and I've been through that channel and that's the best thing on, then we're all happy. I've done my bit, and you've got something to watch, okay? So that's the plan, folks. That's the idea. And as always, I thought we'd begin here. Here we go. I've got here the BBC press office, folks. Yes, the BBC, the Beeb, they never let us down. Never. They never let us down. They always give us high-quality programmes, which is great. I am a bit of a telly addict, when you think about it. I've mentioned I've not had any time since I got back to Liverpool to watch anything, but I am still sort of doing with the highlighter pen sort of highlighting various things. And one thing in particular to watch out for is Waterloo Road, episode 8 of 10. It's on tonight, 7:30, and Karen starts to doubt, this may contain a spoiler, folks, starts to doubt Chris's judgment when he tries to help newcomer Scout as the school drama continues. Is that the name, newcomer Scout? Okay. She's unwashed, hungry, and sleeping in class. And when Chris finds out that she's working as a drug courier, he steps in to rescue her from her feckless family. Yeah, that's not easy to say, feckless family. It's like a tongue twister. But he finds himself in trouble both with Karen and the police as he tries to do right by Scout. Okay. So there we go. Rather disturbing situation there. There's also something on BBC One, 8:30, called In With The Flynns. It's episode 3 of 6. So you can have a look. I'm not too sure if it's a comedy or what. I've not been watching it. But reading the synopsis sounds a little bit... I don't think it is a comedy. But there we go. Look out for that. In With The Flynns. It's been flagged, if you like, by the press office of the BBC. It's on tonight, 8:30. So check it out. Don't forget Wimbledon. It's on all day, if you like watching Wimbledon. I don't, but some people do. It's there all day. And the website address is bbc.co.uk/Wimbledon. There's also more from the Afghanistan season on the BBC. Afghanistan War Without End is on at 9 p.m. on BBC Two. And I'll just mention this thing, it's on BBC Four, 9 p.m. It's called Wonderful Weeds. A programme all about weeds, I think. In Wonderful Weeds, horticulturalist Chris Collins travels the UK to show us the extraordinary story behind the plants most people call weeds. The word weed has almost entirely negative connotations among the British, but Chris sets out to challenge that. Travelling from back gardens to giant greenhouses, encountering experts in botanical history, genetics, pharmaceuticals, and wild food along the way, he sets out to discover exactly what weeds are. That's tonight, BBC Four, Wonderful Weeds, 9 p.m. Okay, so there we go. Right, that's it. Got all that info there from the BBC press office. It's a mine of information. It really is. This is the English programme. If you've watched any of those programmes, those things, or you are intending to, we'd love to hear your thoughts, views, and comments on them.